Hope everyone had a lovely, lovely Shabbos. We are now up to Sefer Yehoshua. We are in Perek Yud Ches. And of course, in Perek Yud Ches, all of Am Yisrael gather in Shiloh. And at that point in time, the Pasuk tells us, Va'az ha'aretz nechbeshel lefneim, the land was going to be conquered in front of them. So Rashi explains, what does that mean? He says, once you established the Mishkan, it became easier to capture the land. It's interesting to note that, because when we have a spiritual base, when we go ahead and set a spiritual base for ourselves, it becomes a lot more focused, and what we're trying to do in Eretz Yisrael becomes more focused, and it gives us the ability to go ahead and allow for the capturing of the land. And it's also interesting to note that this was a change in the style. Up until now, the people were based out of Gilgal, which is where they had come into the land. Now, all of a sudden, we see that they are going to Shiloh. Shiloh is the place where the Mishkan rested. It's the place, as we pointed out, it was in the Chelek of Yosef. And, of course, Shiloh is a mountainous area. It's a fantastic, beautiful place to visit, and I encourage everyone who visits the land of Israel, and may we all get a chance to go there very soon. I encourage you to put Shiloh on your visit list. So seven Shvatim, though, after the Prakim we have talked about until now, had not yet gotten their portion in the land. And Yehoshua had the responsibility to divide the land for them. So he says, here's what's going to happen. I'm going to request three people from each of the remaining seven Shvatim, 21 altogether, and they're going to go, and they should go walk through the area and see the land between Yehuda in the south and Yosef in the north, and they're going to divide it into seven portions, and then they'll come back here to Shiloh, and Yehoshua will oversee a goral, oversee the lottery that will determine who will get what land, and that's exactly what indeed happened. So the rest of the perek spends the time talking about the division and the chelek and the portion that gets apportioned over to Binyamin. It's interesting to note that Rashi in Pasuk Yedalet points out that Yehuda and Binyamin both had a chelek in Yerushalayim. And why is that? So Rabbi Avigdor Nebenzahl, in one of his famous sichot in Parshat Vayigash, highlights the fact that it can't be that that this makes sense. After all, we know, how could one city be divided between two Shvatim? How could both Yehuda and Binyamin have a claim to the city of Yerushalayim? So it highlights a very long-standing difference of opinion that exists in the Gemara. The Gemara highlights a discussion as to whether Yerushalayim nischalka lishvatim or Yerushalayim lo nischalka lishvatim. In other words, did Yerushalayim get divided among the different tribes, or is Yerushalayim not perceived to have been divided among the different tribes? And what's the difference between the two opinions? So the majority seem to suggest that Yerushalayim lo nischalka lishvatim, that Yerushalayim is as the Goyim like to say, it's a international city. That's not agreed to by everybody. And Rav Nebenzahl points out that there is another possibility, that we can't discuss the issue of whether Yerushalayim nischalka or lo nischalka lishvatim. And why is that, says Rav Nebenzahl? Because, he says, Yehuda made a declaration, Anochi Ervenu Miyadi Tevakshenu. I am going to be the Arev. I'm going to be the cosigner, the guarantor for Binyamin's life. And when somebody guarantees somebody else, they become intertwined forevermore. And so therefore, Binyamin's life is forever intertwined with Yosef, with Yehuda's life. And so therefore, it's not that Yerushalayim is divided between them. Yerushalayim is supported by both of them, and they're really one and of the same. It also is interesting to note over here that the placement of Binyamin's chelek is right between the chelek of Yosef and the chelek of Yehuda. And that's probably, says Rabbi Michael Hatton in his commentary, it highlights a certain aspect of Binyamin's life, where Binyamin lives as a buffer between the tribe of Yosef, who was his brother, with whom he shared such a close relationship, and between Yehuda, who was his guarantor and his protector. And so ultimately, Binyamin serves as a mediator between two very, very, very strong positions from two very strong brothers, and hopefully that can, Binyamin serves as the purpose and the opportunity for Shalom, though as we'll see as we travel through Tanakh, that wasn't necessarily always the case. This is a summary of Yehoshua Perek Yud Ches, and Be'ezras Hashem tomorrow, we'll move forward to Perek Yud Ches. Have a great day.